This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The March 31st USDA reports resolved some questions about the corn market, but left a couple of items hanging. Todd Gleason has more on how the April 9th supply and demand tables will give the report some true balance.
Well, most traders saw last week's USDA reports as a bad sign for the price of corn. The acreage figure was on the high end of the trade expectations, and the grain stocks number appears to show a slower than estimated pace of consumption. University of Illinois Ag economist Darrell Good has a different take.
Taken at face value, the corn stocks number implies less feed and residual use of corn during the second quarter and certainly the first half of the marketing year than what the trade was looking for. That total feed and residual use is about 69% of the USDA's projection for the year of 5.3 million. In the last 4 years, first half feed use has been 74%. So if the market assumes that what we've seen so far is in fact 74% of the total, then the 5.3 billion is probably not reachable.
However, Darrell Good goes on, if you look at the history prior to the past 4 years, which he considers anomalous, first half feed usage averaged something like 65 to 68%, not 74%.
And if in fact we're on that path this year, then 5.3 billion bushels is still very reachable. In fact, we might even do a bit more than 5.3, given the expansion in livestock numbers that we're seeing right now. Broiler numbers up 3 to 4%. The spring pig crop, winter pig crop up 7% from last year. So core feed demand should be very, very robust the last half of the marketing year.
Clearly, says the Illinois Ag Economist, the market did not interpret USDA's grain stocks report in this fashion. It, he says, likely expects the April 9 WASD estimates to show a lower feed usage number and consequently an increase in the year-ending stocks for corn.
Personally, I wouldn't be surprised that the WASD number is a bit lower in the April report. Maybe they'll come down 100 million bushels on their projection of feed and residual use and put all of that into the projected year-ending stocks number. So I think that's the way the market is leaning. And we really, unfortunately, won't get another real read on that until we get the June stocks report 3 months from now.
But between now and then, the trade will mostly forget about old crop corn feed usage as it concentrates more energy on divining how the 2015 corn harvest will affect the price of corn. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The White House has released a comprehensive action plan to combat antibiotic-resistant bacteria. With this plan, the administration's 2016 budget nearly doubles the amount of federal funding to prevent antibiotic resistance, totaling $1.2 billion. Pork Checkoff spokesman Kevin Watke says this is welcome news.
The Pork Checkoff, really, we applaud the White House action plan. Combating antibiotic-resistant bacteria is important, and actually the White House action aligns with the research, vision, and programs that we've been endorsing all along. The Pork Checkoff is funded directly by our 62,000 pig farmers, and this step actually helps us in the thought of expanding our existing research to address the growing consumer issue of antibiotic resistance. The White House is committing $1.2 billion if approved, and this is money that could potentially fund future research programs that would enhance what we already have underway.
The Pork Checkoff has funded research projects to improve human health and animal health for years. Additionally, the Pork Quality Assurance Plus program conducts on-farm assessments and provides guidance on best practices.
Well, antibiotic usage on the farm is one of those areas that PQA works within. PQA plus participation, though, goes well beyond the antibiotic elements. PQA plus really talks about, yes, using antibiotics and doing it under the oversight of a veterinarian and also in compliance with Food and Drug Administration requirements. So we know that antibiotics are needed on the farm to support herd health, but they need to be administered in an appropriate way, and that's exactly what we endorse at the National Pork Board.
The National Pork Board also shares its information and research with U.S. retailers and food service companies. Through this collaboration, the Pork Checkoff underscores the safeguards already in place for antibiotic use in pork production. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, you know, we had a lot of rain Friday, but we still ended up with a large supply of hay, ended up with 2,100 small squares. We had 700 bales of alfalfa. It was in a price range from $250 to $350. Had 540 bales of alfalfa grass from $250 to $4. Had 200 bales of mixed grass from $2 to $350. Ended up with 310 bales of orchard grass from $350 to a top of $7 a bale. And we had 350 bales of straw from $3 to $3.40. 173 round bales. We had 35 bales of alfalfa from $23.50 to a top of $42. Had 110 bales of mixed grass from $20 to $36 per bale. Had 17 bales of orchard grass at $30. And we had 11 round bales of straw at $34.50 per bale. In 3x3s, we had 175 bales of those. The alfalfa was from 33 to 61, and we ended up with 57 bales of straw at $40 a bale.
Well, it sounds like a great auction, and this upcoming weekend, the 11th, is going to be your last hay auction, isn't it?
Yeah, the April 11th will be the last one for the season. However, we will have hay on hand throughout the summer if anybody's needing any. So, but if they're wanting to clean out a shed or buy some hay, next Saturday would be the day to do it.
All right. Well, if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my cell phone, 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.